Just a few days ago, the findings of the American Religious Identification Survey came out, and it revealed a number of interesting trends in the American religious landscape. One of the most interesting to me was that the Pacific Northwest, for a long time, has been the most unchurched region in America. And I've visited there many times to give talks and presentations, and the people always told me that we're the most unchurched area. Well, now it's no longer the Pacific Northwest. It's now, surprisingly, northern New England, which used to be a bastion of both Catholic and Protestant Christianity. That is now the most unchurched region in the country. A second trend they revealed, and we've known about this for a long time, that the center of gravity of American Catholicism has shifted from the eastern seaboard to the southwest, to Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. The Vatican really acknowledged this when very recently they made Houston a cardinalatial see. So I think they recognize this shift in the center of gravity. One finding I found very gratifying was that despite the efforts of Christopher Hitchens and Bill Maher and their legion of media supporters, atheism has made very few inroads in the American intellectual scene. I'm sure Maher and Hitchens and company would say that's because Americans are so ignorant, but I think just the opposite. Even though they might not be able to articulate it philosophically, I think most Americans know that atheism is a deeply irrational point of view. So I was happy to see that has not done very well. The statistic that struck me most and that has prompted my thinking the most is this one. The category that increased the most were the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, those who claimed no religious affiliation. That's gone, I think it was 8.2% in 1990. It's now 15% of the country. Would self-identify as non-churched, that they're just, they have no religious affiliation. The nuns are those who aren't denying God. They're saying, I don't belong to a religion. They might say, I believe in God. They might even say, I honor Jesus as a great figure, maybe even as the Son of God, but they don't belong to a particular church. So I would distinguish the nuns there from the atheists who are saying, you know, kind of aggressively and explicitly, there is no God. It's also clear that that's the only denomination, if you want, whose numbers have gone up in every single state in the Union. So that's the most extraordinary increase, if you want, the number of the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. Now, here's another thing that becomes clear from this survey. We know where the nuns are coming from because the numbers of Catholics and evangelicals have remained very stable. So there are about the same number of Catholics and evangelicals as there were 10, 20 years ago. But the numbers of those who identified as mainstream Protestant, those numbers have plummeted. I think it's only 12% of the country identify now as mainstream Protestant. Lutheran, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Methodist, United Church of Christ. Therefore, we can say with some clarity that that's where this increasing number of no religion people are coming from. And I would say thereupon hangs a tale. What is it about the mainstream Protestant religions that have given rise to these, I'm not religious at all? I think it's the fact that over the past 100 years, but increasingly in the past maybe 40 years, the mainstream Protestant churches in this country have rather dramatically liberalized themselves. And I mean by that something very specific. I mean, they have abandoned or at least softened many of the classical doctrines of Christianity. From Trinity to creation to incarnation to cross and redemption to heaven and hell. And they've embraced a kind of generic spirituality. And you see that all over the place in the mainstream Protestant churches. They've also embraced much of the social program of secular political liberalism without providing a strong theological justification for it. What happens now in that situation, I think, is this. The church effectively becomes an echo of the secular culture. You hear from the church pretty much what you hear anywhere else in the secular world. And after a time, people will say, why bother? After a while, why bother with it? I'll give you a couple of examples. A friend of mine is from a Quaker background. And he said that one reason he left the Quaker religion to become a Catholic was, as he was at the Quaker services and people would stand up, presumably prompted by the Holy Spirit to speak what the Spirit was prompting them to speak. He said, more often than not, it was simply an echo of the editorial page of the New York Times. So what was distinctive about this Christian tradition wasn't clear to him. Second example goes back many years. A fellow student of mine in a chaplaincy training program, a Protestant from one of the mainstream Protestant groups, said, with a kind of pride, he said, our doctrinal statements are kept in a loose leaf binder because they change so often. Well, see, I thought that was bizarre at the time. It's also the recipe for the creation of these nuns, the N-O-N-E-S. When you are that kind of lazy in your secularism, when you're that indifferent in your doctrinal commitments, in time people will drift away from it. If you say, I'm a Catholic, but I don't practice my faith, I'm a Catholic, but I don't go to Mass, you are on the road that will lead eventually to this indifferentism, because the faith has to be practiced. Like anything, like baseball, like golf, like a violin, if you don't practice it, you'll lose your capacity. Well, in a similar way, you don't practice your faith, it'll eventually attenuate. Here's an image from John Henry Newman that helps me. One of my great theological heroes is John Henry Newman. He said, one of the marks of a healthy religion is the power of assimilation. What he meant was, it's able to take in from the culture what it can and assimilate it to itself, and it's able to resist from the culture what it must. It's like a healthy animal, a healthy organism that roams constantly through the world because it can assimilate what it can. It can take in the food and drink that it can, and it's able to resist what it must. It is a strong, robust organism, a sense of itself, its identity. One of the signs that an animal is sick is that one or both of those qualities is compromised. It can no longer take in what it can from the culture and assimilate it, or it can't resist what it must from the environment. The clearest sign that an animal is dead is that it's become its environment, that the environment has just overwhelmed it. It's so lost its integrity that it just becomes, like a decaying animal, part of the environment. So, when a Christian church loses its identity, it loses its center, its capacity to assimilate and to resist, it's overrun. See, I would say that what the nuns in the survey are acknowledging is just that fact. That, yeah, we have been overrun by the generic culture. We are now just spiritual people. We're not Christian. We're not distinctively religious. Why not just acknowledge it and say, I don't belong to any church? So I would say to my fellow Catholics, it's something we should be aware of. Even though our numbers are relatively stable, there's always this danger that if we lose our sense of distinctiveness, that we could add to the swelling number of these N-O-N-E-S, these nuns, who are claiming no religious affiliation. That remains for us a danger.